Now, Yoyode Melech only made one pushka, one box, where to put the money. Nedova Achas. The Pasuk says, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echod. He made only one Oren, one box. Vayitnayel Ba'echo Beis Hashem. Vayikov Chur Bedalosai. And he made a Chur, a hole in the delos of it. So Kitz is only one Oren, only one box did he make. Fred Gemara Kasha, I behold Yechsev, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echod, Vayitnayel Beshar Beis Hashem Chutza. So Chur, it says here, he made a box to put the money. And where did he put the box to collect the money? Chutz, outside. So Chur, it's mashmir the two different boxes. Because the first pasuk says, Vayitneyu beheichel, Beis Hashem. Where did they put the box to collect the money? In the heichel, inside the Beis Hashem. And here it says they put the box to collect the money outside Chutzah. So Chur, it's right, there were two different boxes. So it's a kasher kontron of Rabbi Shmuel that says he only made one box. Hef the Gemara, Oron Echad, true, was only one box. Vayitneyu beshar Beis Hashem, Chutzah. No, this part of the kashia. And the Amar Rav Chuna, Mifnei HaTameim. Because of the people that were tummy. So the pshat really was only one box. And they moved it from place to place. First they left it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So the people that were Torah used to go inside and put the money there. What about the people of Temeim that could not go inside the Beis HaMikdash? So later they would take the box outside to leave it HaChutza so the people could use it there. But really it was the same box. Just they took it outside for the people that were tummy. Like he said, there's only one box. First he put it inside. Then the king said, no, put it outside. They could come into the Machna Levia, just not into Machna Kuna. So he said, put the pushker outside, so they could put the money there also. So well, there was no stira. It was attack only one box, but it was inside sometimes, sometimes outside. Rabbi Chanina, Chizda b'shem Rabbi Yosef, Ach lo yeyose, Beis Hashem, Sefois Kesef Mezamris. So there's another pasuk in Melachim that says, what's time he made money there and he had pushkas where to keep the money. Or he says, well, Hashem claimed it. Says, Hashem, Al-Kofak Loimar, Tishtein the Dov Soyuf. On this pasuk, it's a raya that there were two pushkas there. The Melachim Siv, Ach lo yeyosa beis Hashem svois mizmoris, min ha-kesav amuba beis Hashem. Liriyom Siv, Chloisam, Eshar ha-kesav yaseo klisharis. Levada dishtein the Dov Soyuf, min ha-kesav amuba beis Hashem. Aynum on the Dov Aksuba b'melachim. Lo yinaso klisharis. Alright, Kitz is bringing Raya from Sukkim that they did different things with the money. So it's a Raya, there were two different Shefaris. So it's a Raya, the first man, the Yama, that there's Shimon Rab Nachman that says there were two Shefaris there. Hadrin Alecha, Perik Yud Gimel Shefaris. So at the Mishnah. Moyoi Shenimtso Bein Hashkolon L'Nedova. What's going to be you find the money that's between the Shkolim and the Nedova? There was the Mishnah before said that there were 13 different Shefaris. So what's going to be if you find money in between one box and another box? In between the box that you put the shkolim, the taklin charatin, this year's machzah shekel, in between this shofar and the next shofar, you found money in between. What's going to be the halacha? So it says you found it between the shkolim and the nedava. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question, the chura, the nedavis, were the last ones mentioned. The Mishnah mentioned after the kshok shkolim were taklin charatin, taklin atikin, then kinin. The Gemara, the Mishnah, like next Mishnah should have said, what's going to be to find the money in between the Taklin Atikin and the Tak and the Shofar for Kinim? How come the Mishnah says you found the money in between the Shofar for the Shkolim and for the Nedavis? Lechura, they're very far away. But the Gemara is going to ask this question. But now it's the Gemara is going to answer, all the Shofars were like in a circle. They were all around. So may the pastor say you found the money in between, which was in between these two pushkas. So, Moyishanimtsu Bein Hashkolim Nedavim. You found the money on the floor in between the pushka for the shkolim and the pushka for the nedavis. Is what do you do with the money? Where did it come from? It depends. Karav the shkolim, if the money is closer to the pushka with the shkolim, yiplu the shkolim. The lachim in the right, you go bust the karav. So put it back in the pushka for the shkolim, mistama came from there. Linadova, let's say the money is closer to the pushka of the nedava, yiplu the nedava. Throw the money back to the pushka for the nedava, the shofar for the nedava, mistama came from there. What about machzel or machzel? It's mamish split in the half. You don't know which way it came from. Is yiplu the nedava? The cloud is you go to chumra. and say, put the money for Nadava. Because from Nadava, for sure, we're going to buy a Korban Eila, which a Korban Eila is Kulul Hashem. Mashenka, if you put the money back in the Shkolim, you're not for sure the money will be used to buy the Korbanos. Maybe it'll be for the Shiurei Halishka. It'll be from the leftover money that you don't use to buy Korbanos. So Luchumra, you have to go Luchumra. Sufik, put the money for Nadavis, because for there for sure the money will be used for a more Kaddish ticket thing for a Korban Eila. But the Korbanos says, Yipul Lishkolim, the boss of Korbanos Lim in Kedisiv, for all you see here, Hakroivim, Elachlau. By the Pasha of Egla Rufa, the Torah says you find the mace outside the city, the closest city, that's the one we say the mace came from. To see, go boss a Korv. Macht sa macht little Nadova, but more before his time. Why? Fighter. Bein Eitzin and Lavoina. What's going to be found money in between the Pushkas, the Shofar, that was for Eitzin, money set aside to buy wood, and money to buy the Lavoina? It's the same aloha. Korv li Eitzin, Yipul li Eitzin. It's closer to the wood one, put it back into the Shofar shel Eitzin. The Lavoina, Yipul and Nadova. Put the money back into the Shofar that was set aside to buy the Lavoina from. Macht sa macht, what about if it's mamish found smack in the middle? Is Yiplu Lilavoina. The Svari is put this money into the shofar for the Lavoina. Because that's more Kaddish. Because for the Eitzim wood, that's not a real korban by itself. It's only a Heksher korban. Mashenkin Lavoina, that's like a korban by itself. Nemesha Akrovam. So Lavoina has more Kedusha than the Eitzim do. Therefore, put the money back into the shofar for Lavoina. Same thing, Ben Kinim Lagoyz Leyla. You found the money in between the Shofar, Shel Kinim and Shel Goyz Le'Ola, is Karav Le'Kinim, Yiplu Le'Kinim. Karav Le'Goyz Le'Ola, Yiplu Le'Goyz Le'Ola. What about Machs Le'Machsa? Yiplu Le'Goyz Le'Ola. Put it into the one of Goyz Le'Ola means the birds that you buy for a Korban Eila, because the Korban Eila has more Kedusha than the other one. Because, was a Shala how you learned the other one. The one man, the Yom and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, they both went Lindavis. They both went for Korban Eila. So there wouldn't be an Aftamina. But according to Chachamim, Kinim meant the one for Chayvis, which one went for Chatis, one went for Neila. Mashenk and the Goyzli Erla, both of them went for Korban Erla. And the Korban Erla has more Kedusha than the Chatis, because the Korban Erla is Kulul Hashem. Therefore, it doubt which one it went from, put it the Goyzli Erla better, that the money should be put for Korban Erla better. What about Ben Chul and Lamaisa Sheni? It has nothing to do with our Pushkas, the Mishnah Stam. You found money in your house in between two different drawers. One drawer you keep Maisa Sheni in, one drawer you keep Chulin in. Where does the money come from? Is Karav L'Chulin, Yipl L'Chulin. If the money is closer to the Pushka where you keep your Chulin money, you have a right to say it came from that Pushka, and it's Chulin. L'Maisa Sheni, if the money is closer to the Pushka of Maisa Sheni, Yipl L'Maisa Sheni. You have a right to, you have to say it came from there, put it there. What about Machs L'Machs? You found the money right smack in the middle. It's treated you go to Chumra, and the din is Yiful L'Maisa Sheni. You have to be Nadi Kedushas L'Maisa Sheni with this money, that you have to take it to Yerushalayim and buy Paris there and eat the Paris in Yerushalayim. Zeha Klal, this is the Klal of the Mishnah. Holochin Achra Korv, that's one halacha. Midiraisa, there's the Yisrael of Korv. If you don't know where it came from, there's two sides where it came from. Go boss to the one that's nearer to, it's closer to. Lahokal, even though you're going to Kula, you're saying it's Kulin, not Maisa Sheni, go to Kula. Of a machz, or a machz, or whatever the money is right in the middle, and we don't know from where it came from, then the klal is lahachmir. You always put the money to a more chomadic place than the other one. Always go to chumra. So to Gemara. Loi hutzruchu, the loi bein shkolim lekinim. Like how come the first mishnah started off where you found the money between the shkolim and the dover? The chumra, they were far apart. It should have said better if you found the money between the shofar shel shkolim and the shofar shel kinim, because that's what our mishnah before said. There were 13 shofars, and it was a taklin, charatin, taklin, atikin, the two for the machzor shekel, and then it said the kinim. So it should have said, what's the meaning you found the money between the shkolim and the kinim? Why does our mishnah say you found the money between the shkolim and the nedava? Have the Gemara, Rabbi Ovon, b'shem of Pinchas, kimin buchlier hoyu asuyin, that it was made like a circle. So if it's not a kasha, why one is not next to the other one? They're all around the circle, it could be near either one of them. So the Korbanei, the Paruch Lehutzrucho, Lohoyu Lehletana Lishanas Elamoyis, Lishnas, should only learn, Elamoyis Shenimtsu Bein Shkolim Lekinim, Sharei Shofar Shel Shkolim Hoyu Samach Lekinim, Kifi Seh the Rashni in the Mishnah. And there it says, Mishani Kimin Ko Kublayim, Pirish Be Eagle, it was made in a circle, Soviv, Hoyu Oimdin, Hoyu Ashkolim Samach Lenadov Mitzadechot, could be close to the Dov Mitzadechot, like exactly here was the shkolim, here was an adav, the opposite side, and it was right smack in between these two. So therefore, it's considered in between the nedava and the shkolim one. Moramach, slamach, so yiplu the nedava. Says halfway, you don't know, put it in the nedava. So Mora says, loy tzurcha de loy mach, slamach, so yiplu the shkolim. He's gerus a porach. Loy tzurcha, loy hevel le mei morella, mach, slamach, so yiplu the shkolim. That's all I should have said. Half and half, put it in the shkolim. Shemeviyim hem kabonis hiber. Hakavuyim, like it's Akasha. Why do you save yourself the money in between the Pushka Shel Shkolim and the Dovis? You put it for the Dovis. Why isn't it more common to put it back in the Pushka Shel Shkolim? From the money of the Shkolim, the new Machsa Shekel, you buy the Kabonas at Tzibur for this coming year. So the Choshim is after Korban Tzibur. Hakavuyim, Mashenkin the Dovo, Shenim El Kayetam is Beach. Mashenkin the Pushka for the Dovis, only for the Dovis. That means there's no Chiv to bring those Kabonas. They're only used. When the Mizbeach was empty, they used to buy a carbon oiler and use it then. But there was no chiv to bring it. So if you have a question to put the money in the pushka for the Machsa Shekel, which was used to buy the Kabonas HaTzibur for this year, which is a chiv to bring it, Nuchur, that's more choshev, that's more chomer than bringing a carbon oiler that's only in the Dova. So why does the Mishnah say, Machsa, Machsa, put it to the Dova, it shouldn't be put to the Shkolim? Have the Gemara, is the boy Meimah, someone say like this, Shema Yiplo Lishuri HaLishcha. If you put the money in the box, the taklin charatin in the new years lamachta shekel, it's not for sure they're going to use your money to buy the kavanas like we had before. They used to take a trumas halishcha, but there was money shur halishcha, the money left over there. The money left over in lishcha wasn't used for kavanas; they were used for other purposes. So since it's not 100% zicha, your money from the shkolim will be used for the kavanas. It's better to put the money in the pushka shel nedava, which for sure they'll only use that money to buy a korban oiler. So here you're sure it will be used for carbon, but shenkel in the shkolim you're not sure. That's why it's better to put it in the pushka shel nedava. Yeah. That's one teretz. And if the boiler maimah, some want to say, machza la machza kemisha meis. In the case where we have in doubt if the money belongs for the shkolim or not, it has a loch like if somebody was mafresh money for machza shekel, and then he was meis. That loch is you don't use that money for kabonis. Here also, since the money is in doubt if it belongs to the machza shekel or not, anyway, it wouldn't be used for kavanas. So therefore, you're better off putting it in a dava where it would be used for a carbon. And Amar Rab Yosi, Adiyano Tamon. When I was in Bavel, Shamat I heard, called Rabbi Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard the way Rabbi Yehuda asked the Shaul to Shmuel. He asked him like this, Hifrish Shikla Yemes. What's going to be if somebody set aside his machza shekel to give, and then he was meis. Before they gave it to the Beis Hamikdash, he was meis. What do we do with it? Is Omale Yiplul Nadova and Echnami. That money is not used for the Machsa Shekel. We don't use it to buy Korbanos Tzibur anymore, because the Bailam was mace. We're about to put it in Nadova. So that's why it's very good the Mishnah says, if you find this money in between the Pushka Shel Shkolim and in between the Pushka Shel Nadova, so it has the same halacha like the Baal was mace, that the money goes in Nadova. That's why we use this money now in Nadova. Yeah. What do we do with the leftover money the Kohen Gadol set aside to buy his Asira Seifa? Every day he had to bring this mincha to Asira Seifa. What do we do with the leftover money? We had a machlokes before. Rabbi Yechon's shita was that money can't be used. You have to throw it to Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Yiplul Nedava. It goes to Nedava. The Chulak Al Mishnah says that one of the six Sheforis here was for the meiser of the Asera Sira Seifa. So leftover money set aside for Sira Seifa, he used to buy carbon oiler for an adover. The kasha, have a kasha on this. The yesh chat is crave oiler. Like the chura we had before, one of the pshatim were the six different shefaris of nadovas was for carbon chatis, for carbon oshim. So we asked the kasha, how could the money set aside for chatis come for carbon oiler? The yesh chat is crave oiler. Do you ever have a case that a carbon chattis to become a carbon oiler? Like, how can you say the money for chattis should now be brought for an oiler? The money was set aside dafka for a chattis. So the carbon says, the kash of yesh chattis, and masnisim porach, have a kash now in the Mishnah. The Tony we learned, ben kinim, machza la machza, yitlo l'anunuk dipakashis. If you found the money in between the postish shokinim, machza la machza, yitlo l'goyth l'yoyla. You found the money in between the pushka of the kingdom, which the Noshim have a chiyah to bring korban chatis, in between the other pushka that was the geizle oila, which is only for oilas, you put the money in the oilas. Is this lema kriv vila geizle oila kibud v'raisas lina and basak kurva? If the money was korv, that's very good. You have to go basak korv. Have a kilo rain vade geizle oila. Elamachza machza de mesafkam. It is a smaker, really. We don't know where this money came from. Did this money come from the pushka set aside for the kinei chayvis, which is a korban chatas and leilo, or did it come from the other pushka only from the davis? So what does the Mishnah say? Shadin and lula goes to yerla. We put that money in the pushka for the korban leilo. Is kasha, and this we have a kasha. V'chi chatas yochel akriv oilo misofik. The chur this ishlak has a chiyah to bring a korban chatas. And the money was set aside for korban chatas. So how can we take this money now and put it into the pushka shal oilois to bring a korban leilo from it? Now the Gemara, Chistia b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Tanai Bezdin hu. This is a Tanai Bezdin, ala moisrois sheyikarvu oilois. Yeah, that there's a Tanai Bezdin, any leftover money from these things go for a korban leilo. So the korban leilo mishani Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin made a special condition here, that the leftover money goes to the oilois. He says, afagav the moisrois chatisim, even though this considered leftover money from a korban chatis is, in other words, stand like we had this loch we had before. The leftover money from a korban chatas, what do you do with it? We said you put it in the davar for korban oila. It's also a kasha. If the money was set aside for chatas, how could you use it for an oila? Elamai, that's a tanai bezdin. That any money that's set aside when you don't need the money, use it for korban oila. It's hachinam here also. Tanai bezdin, this is a tanai bezdin. Sheikriv oilas. If you have a suffix where the money came from the korban chayvis, or from the oilas, put it to the oilas. That's where the money goes. So it's not schwer how from the money we could use it to buy a korban oila. But for the Gemara though, ha'isha zois, but this isha, the lady, let's say she was chayiv, she was a yeledis, she has to bring a chatis, and she put this money in the kan for chatis. So now the money was lost in between. We're saying take that money and put it to korban oila. L'chur, she doesn't have a korban chatis. How is this isha yaitzah chayiv? True, the money is a tznai bezdin. It goes to the korban oila, but how is she yaitza chayif at the Gemaron? Ha'isha zois, but mahi mischaperes. Where does she get a kaporah? She needs a korban chata, she doesn't have it. Amar Rav Yitzchok, there's also a tznai bezdin, there's also a tznai bezdin now. That I'm a sapik es a kinim. Whoever was makabel upon himself to give money to buy for the korbanos kinim is who mesapik es a psulis. He also has a chiyah to give extra money for any suffix, any money that's in doubt, whether it's for a chatas or for an oila. Like in this case, that the money was lost and found in between, that we throw the money to the pushka shalaylis, that's what we do with this money. But the person that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kinim has to give extra money for that instead of that money. In other words, even though maybe the isha needs a chatas, her chatas will be brought from this extra money. Hamasapik, the one that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kinim, who mesapik as a psulis? He has to give the extra money also. Like he says, Avzum and Absulasi, Vesorach HaMesape Kinim, Liten Kinim Kefiyah Moisan Imsoim. The person who's makabel upon himself to give money for the Kinim has to give extra money connected to this money that was found. Vesorachten Chatis HaLasofik. Now, Lachim is bring a korban Chatis, Minasofik. Even though a behemoth Chatis can't be brought HaLasofik, of a Lachim is, Te Chatis Oif, Boyen HaLasofik. Vienna Necheles. By an Oif, you could bring a Chatis Minasofik. There with this money now, the money itself you found, you throw to the pushka shel oilis. But that isha is a suffix, maybe the isha needs it, so we have to have new money now, buy a chatas oif, and bring it, even though it's only min a suffix. So the Mar Lechels Lechurcha, Deloi ben Keteris Lietzim, Lelevoina Lezov Lekaparis, Korkashri is, why didn't the Mishnah say all the cases then? How can the Mishnah only say the first few cases if you found the money in between this shofar and that shofar? Why didn't it say the rest of the cases? Have you found the money between the shofar shel keteris and the shofar shel oitzim, or levoino, lezov, lekaporis? Why didn't it say all the cases? Now the Gemara, or tenisa b'sefer, teres says, that's all nichla in the sefer of the Mishnah. Now at the end of the Mishnah says, zeha klal, holchin achir akoriv, machzla machzla hachmir. Now at the end of the Mishnah, the klal means to say, these cases go on all the yud gimel shofaris. Any shofar you found the money in between one and the other, it's a suffix. If it's kariv, put it into this shofar. If it's machza, machza, the klal is always, you go bust the one that's mochamer. So that applies, therefore, the din applies by all the yud gimel shofars. All right, we'll stop here. Hold enough, you test. Enough, you test about a Mishnah. Moyes shenimtzu lefnei seichri behema. If you found money in Yerushalayim near the seichri behema, near the people that used to sell animals, is loyla meiser. Wherever you, with any time of the year that you find the money, you always have to be afraid that money is from meiser sheni, and you have to be nei kedushas meiser sheni. Because usually the people take the Maisa Shein to Yerushalayim, the money, and they buy Shlomim, they buy Kabonis with it. And even though the people come early regular on Yom Tovim, but they don't use up all the money then, they leave the money with their Kerevim, and throughout the year the people can say they use up that money from Maisa Shein to buy animals, to bring a Korban Shlomim. So throughout the whole year, any money that's found around the people that sell animals, you have to be afraid that money was dropped by the person that's buying the animal. So he has Maisa Sheni money, and it still has Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it. And we don't say the money fell from the seller, from the one that sells the animal. Because once he gets the money, the chur, the money is Nishalal. Like if you have money, Maisa Sheni, you go to a man that's selling animals, and you give him the money, and he gives you the animal. So the animal becomes Maisa Sheni, and the money becomes Chulin. So the chur, let's say the money fell from the moicher, the one that's selling the animal, then the money is chulin. And we say no, because most people, there are more people that are buying than people that are selling. Like 10 people go to one person that's selling. Therefore, most rove of the people are people that are buying. And people that are buying, we say, come with the money that's maisa sheni. Therefore, you have to be afraid the money is always maisa sheni. Well, Bahar Abayis, let's say you find money on the Har Abayis, in the Har of the Beis Hamikdash itself, is chulin. Then any time of the year you have a right to Neman, it's chulin. Because the gold boss arrived, even though b'shas haregel, like most of the money should be maisa sheni, but on the Har Abayis they don't clean it there. So meli gold boss arrived with the shona, rove of the year, the money found there is moyes chulin. So therefore any time you find money on the Har Abayis, in Neman it's chulin, you could use the money. Over Yerushalayim, if you find money in Yerushalayim, b'shar kol yomayis hashona, he's not during regolim, not during the gimel regolim, because during the gimel regolim, most of the money is maaseh sheni. But if you find any money in Yerushalayim throughout the rest of the year, chulin, you have a right to neman, that money is chulin, because we said the shuk of Yerushalayim they used to clean every single day. So any money you found now, mistam, it's from the last day's money, and after Yom Tovim they swept the floor. So any money that was lost on Yom Tov like was swept away already. The money you find today was money that was lost today. And if today is not during Yom Tovim, we say Stam money is Chulin. It's only the money in front of the Moichev Hemis, the people that sell animals, do we say that the people are coming with their Maisa Sheni to buy the animal. But any other place in Yerushalayim, we say the money is Chulin. Uveshasa regular kol Maisa. But during the Regolim, during the Gimel Regolim, then we say any money you find throughout Yerushalayim, Mistamritz Maisa Sheni money. And you have to use that money with Kedushas Maisa Sheni. You have to buy food and eat the food in Yerushalayim. What about the Bosar Shenimtza B'Azorah? Let's say you found meat in the Azorah, in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Is a vorim. If you found a piece of meat that was sliced up, a vorim means big pieces, we say oilis. Mistama, those are pieces from a korban oilah. Because an oilah, that's the loch, you have to cut it up into pieces to put it on the mizbeach. V'chatichos, let's say you found pieces of meat, like a person takes home to eat a nice small portion of meat, we say chatois. Mistami was from a korban chatis, that the locher is it's called kodesh kadoshim, the kohanim have to eat it inside the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore mistami was the meat the kohen was going to eat, so it has kedushas chatis on it. We'll soon see what we do with the pieces of meat. Over Yerushalayim, let's say you find the meat in Yerushalayim, then we say zivchei shlomim. We say mistami comes from a korban shlomim. Because most meat, like in Yerushalayim, is from Korban Shlomim. That the locher is, the Shlomim is only a kochim kalim, that you're allowed to eat the meat any place in Yerushalayim. So most probably the meat comes from a Korban Shlomim. Now what's the locher of these meats that were found? Zeh v'zeh, whether it's from a Ivorim, an Oila, or whether it's Chatichot at the Chatis, whether you found the meat in Yerushalayim that we say came from Zivchei Shlomim, the locher is, Tu v'atzerosoi, you have to wait till it stays overnight. Till it's uber tzura means it loses its shape, its form, which means it's a psul linachal. You have to wait till the meat stays overnight. So melech chala din noiser on it. V'yoytzla beis asreifa, and then you're allowed to burn it. Whereas b'kitza, this meat you're not allowed to eat. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. The chur is a psul from hesach adas. Meat of kochim, if you didn't watch it, any time you lost track of watching it, we have to be afraid maybe it's tamei, and you're not allowed to eat it. Therefore, this meat that you found now, you have to be afraid maybe it's tummy. So for sure you can't eat it. But it's not vadai tum either. Therefore, you can't burn it. Therefore, the eater is, let it stay overnight. Let it have a psulina on it. And once the meat has a psulina, then the dinner you're supposed to burn it. So that's the eater with this meat that you find. You have to wait till it gets uber to rasoin. Wait till it stays overnight till it has a psulina on it. And maybe then the dinner is, it's like nicer. The dinner is, you have to burn it. You're supposed to burn it then. What about nimtsa begvulin? Let's say you find meat, and not in Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the cities of Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. So there, Mestam, we say it's not Kochim, because even Kochim Kalim is Posel Chusl Yerushalayim. So you find meat on the floor outside Yerushalayim, it's Zichah not Kochim. So what's the Halacha? Eivorim. If you find big pieces of meat, Nevelis. We say Mestam is a Treifa Nevela. Because since it's Nevela means the animal died by itself, so the Bailam just throws it away. He didn't bother chopping it up into small pieces of meat. It's a big piece of meat, he just threw it away, so you have to say it's treif, it's a nevela. Vechatichos, let's say you found small pieces of meat, like a nice slice of steak you found on the floor, in the loch is mutaris, you're allowed to take it. So he says, chatichos mutaris, about the korban edom, shein derech lachtoich, lechatichos ketanois, elo haksheris. The mal people only cut up into small pieces of meat, meat that you can eat, or kosher a piece of meat. Or you lost a slice of lechtoichim, because you're going to put it at the cook. So, Mel, if you find a nice small piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, you have a right to name on its chulin, and it's kosher, therefore you're allowed to eat it.